Texas Democrats had their own heavyweight fight in the 2008 presidential primary between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. The race was characterized as one that re-energized the state party. But Democrats in Texas, of course, are in the minority. If you're the party in power, these face-offs don't have quite the same positive glow.
But you've got these different cleavages that are just cutting the Republican Party in a number of different ways. Some of it's political, some of it's personal, some of it's ideological.
Jim Henson is director for the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. He says reaction to the race between Governor Perry and Senator Hutchison within the party has been an interesting combination of anger and paralysis. Campaign activists around the state are busy yelling back and forth over which candidate best represents the GOP, while at the same time, the fact that Perry and Hutchison carry so much weight within the party has some in the political establishment just trying to keep their heads down until it's all over.
There's so much anxiety and so much looking over your shoulder about this race. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, people have followed the split among donors, people trying to either give money to both sides, trying to choose a side, trying to stay out of it until they can suss out who's going to be the, you know, who's clearly ahead.
There's at least one example of what happens if you don't keep your head down. A couple of Governor Perry appointed regents at Texas Tech say they were asked to resign because of their support for Senator Hutchison. Perry's office denies these claims, but UT Austin government professor Bruce Buchanan says there's no denying the race for the GOP nomination could divide the party because Perry and Hutchison are strong candidates with money to spend on a close race.
That means that people are going to feel more intensely motivated to seize the victory, and that means that they're going to do what it takes to win, and that's going to create bad blood that may last beyond primary day and make the victor or put the victor in a tough position when it comes to binding the wounds in time for the general election.
Those supporting the losing candidate could be so disappointed that they stay home for the general election in November 2010. Democrats, with an eye on the Texas governor's office, certainly hope so. Although Buchanan says that's not likely to be enough to give Democrats an edge, but
One of the ways you make them potentially serious opponents is not to be aggressive in anticipating how wounds might be bound in time to minimize any damage.
He says the gap from March's primary to November's general election is enough time to heal wounds no matter how fierce the battle. Will Lutz is managing editor of the Lone Star Report, a conservative political newsletter. He thinks the state Republican Party and its candidates will be aggressive in trying to bring the party back together.
While splitting the party may be a side effect of this multi-million dollar food fight, I don't think that's either candidate's intent, and I think that both Rick Perry and Kay Hutchison will endorse and support the winner in the general election.
But that's not to say there aren't other effects on the GOP because of this battle.
Republicans and local elected officials are finding it harder to raise money, not only because of the bad economy, but also because a lot of the big donors that used to give a lot of money to down ballot races are spending that money in the governor's race instead.
That could end up playing a role in which party controls the Texas House. With only a 2-seat majority, Republicans will be working to stop erosion while at the same time mounting efforts to reclaim other seats. And of course, all that takes money. Now again, this is the Texas GOP we're talking about. The party knows how to raise and spend campaign money. And once the primary battle is over, cash could start flowing down ballot. But there are still concerns down ballot. With little to no opposition in statewide races, GOP statewide office turnover has been kept very low. And Jim Henson says that's created an impatient itch among some office holders to move up the food chain.
And that's a reality of the situation that's contributing to the intensity of the conflict between Perry and Hutchison and the anxiety among all the people that are waiting to move up and are frozen in place because of the whole Hutchison resignation issue.
You see, if, let's say, current Attorney General Greg Abbott wants to become Lieutenant Governor, he'll have an easier time getting elected if current Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst doesn't run for re-election. That probably won't happen unless Dewhurst gets the chance to move up himself, like maybe replacing Senator Hutchison in D.C. But she hasn't given up her seat yet, and may not for a while. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.